the great musical possibilities of the Daily.
In such a way?
Nothing.
Even Dr. Williams' entrance in the waiting room?
Even the doctor's entrance coming.
Judiciously?
Let's say judiciously.
To break?
Let's say...
the atmosphere?
The mood of the waiting room.
The dirty mood?
Initiated.
Without his knowledge?
Without his knowledge, I insist.
By John Cage himself?
The person suffering.
In 1935?
Of a black hole in his head.
In such a way he has to go.
Without Mrs. Cage's knowledge.
To Dr. Williams.
Unfortunately, as well as the doctor of one of Mrs. Cage's cousins.
The curly blonde.
She's going that day for one of the 3 weekly visits to Dr. Williams.
She might be secretly in love with Dr. Williams.
I think she is secretly in love with Dr. Williams.
John Cage will say.
The man who?
Apparently.
Apparently.
When he's alone in the waiting room with a blonde cousin with curls from New York City.
Has not even noticed the coming of Dr. Williams. Then his exit accompanied this time by a mother and her daughter who is sneezing and coughing.
She is 5.
She's wearing white stockings.
She must have whooping cough.
She doesn't notice Mr. Cage.
Mr. Cage's strange behavior.
Now alone in the waiting room.
Now alone with me,
says the cousin,
later,
to Mrs. Cage,
in front of a hot chocolate,
somewhere in a high-end eatery on Fifth Avenue,
barely back from a visit to the doctor she calls her cousin.
She calls at the apartment of Mr. and Mrs. Cage.
It's Mrs. Cage who answers.
She sets a date for the afternoon.
Somewhere on Fifth Avenue.
In a high-end eatery.
She doesn't hesitate to tell Mrs. Cage how strange she found Mr. Cage's behavior.
That morning.
In the waiting room of Dr. Williams.
A daily newspaper in hand.
She says it in front of a hot chocolate.
They serve it here in big, tall, straight cups.
They serve it here with lots of milk foam.
It's Mrs. Cage's and her cousin's favorite place for a date.
Here they can keep.
In 1935.
Their hats on.
And?
Indeed.
They keep it on.
In such a way that...
When Dr. Williams leaves the waiting room with Mrs. Cage's cousin...
Well...
John Cage remains alone in the waiting room.
Pursues alone the singular and magnificent experience. Really magnificent that...
For about an hour...
He is now attempting...
In such a way that...
John Cage...
Exhausted...
Literally...
Physically...
By the intense concentration required, well, by this type of experience,
well,
ends up,
let's say,
leaving his black hole.
Leaving his black hole.
And
leaves the room.
So, this is what was incubating,
thinks John Cage.
Once outside.
Once on the street.
So, this is simply what this was.
No problem.
Really nothing to worry about.
Thinks John Cage.
Taking with him a magazine.
And 2 or 3 dailies.
Eager to pursue at home.
An apartment in New York City.
His experiments.
Good thing he didn't see the doctor.
Good Dr. Williams.
What would he have told him?
Good thing he was right not to worry Mrs. Cage.
Good thing I was right not to worry Mrs. Cage.
Thinks John Cage again.
Going home.
Third floor.
With a good step.